This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin transferred power to his deputy after announcing hospitalization. And meanwhile, Egypt has threatened to suspend its peace treaty with Israel if Israeli forces enter the town of Rafah in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia.
Stop its peace treaty with Israel and says that a ground operation in Rafah could force the closure of its crossing, cutting off one of the only avenues for delivering essential supplies. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a recent statement that sending troops into Rafah was necessary to win the war against Hamas. This plan poses a threat to the long-standing peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. Egypt also fears that they would be unable to stop a tide of people fleeing into the Sinai Peninsula. Rafah, originally home to around 300,000 people, has taken in roughly 1.4 million more who have fled conflict in other areas, resulting in severe overcrowding. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on an Israeli military operation in Gaza.
Israeli forces have rescued two hostages in southern Gaza in a raid that killed over 60 Palestinians. The Israeli military extracted the captives under fire in a dramatic raid after soldiers stormed a heavily guarded apartment. The Israeli military operation took place in densely populated Rafah, where heavy Israeli airstrikes also pounded the area near where the hostages were being held. The rescue of the two hostages was celebrated in Israel as a victory. The operation killed well over 60 Palestinians, including women and children, according to Palestinian health officials. I'm Karen Chamas.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A ship has come under attack by two missiles in the key Bab-el-Mandeb Strait, the latest attack believed to have been carried out by Yemen's Houthi rebels. No one was wounded in the attack Monday, and the ship was continuing on its journey. That's according to the British military's United Kingdom Trade Operations Center. It was not clear how much damage was done to the ship. The Houthis did not immediately claim the attack, but it often takes a rebel several hours to acknowledge their assaults. And again, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Mirghani reports that Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin transferred power to his deputy after another hospitalization.
Austin's been suffering complications from prostate cancer treatment. His security detail took him to the hospital yesterday to address a bladder issue. Austin was hospitalized for 2 weeks last month after suffering severe pain, but did not tell President Biden, Congress, nor Deputy Kathleen Hicks for days. The Pentagon says they were all told yesterday.
And that is AP correspondent Sagar Mirghani. Supporters of Pakistan's jailed former Prime Minister Imran Khan protested Sunday amidst uncertainty for the country's future as results of national elections were finally released, putting Khan-backed independents in the lead, but making rival Nawaz Sharif's party the biggest in parliament without a clear majority. Reuters' Diane Toe.
Hundreds of Khan supporters protested in Karachi against the results, saying the election was stolen from his party, PTI. Their candidates were forced to run as independents by electoral officials. They won 93 seats out of 264, while their biggest rival, the party of another former prime minister, Nawaz Sharif, won 75. That means the largest single party in parliament is Sharif's. And the independents will lose out on reserved parliamentary seats that are given to the strongest parties.
That is AP Reuters correspondent. Two off-duty law enforcement officers in Houston, Texas, took down a woman who opened fire Sunday at Lakewood Church, one of the largest evangelical churches in the U.S., led by televangelist Joel Osteen, according to the Reuters' Gabe Singer.
Houston Police Chief Troy Finner said off-duty officers killed the shooter, who was armed with a long rifle and accompanied by a young child, before she could kill anyone inside the church. But he said the child and an adult man were caught in the crossfire. Lakewood is one of the largest evangelical churches in the country and is led by prominent televangelist Joel Osteen.
And is AP's Gabe Singer reporting. President Joe Biden is hosting Jordan's King Abdullah II in Washington, and the two leaders are expected to discuss the ongoing effort to free hostages in Gaza and growing concern over a possible Israeli military operation in Rafah. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.